Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all entrepreneurs and call on you others to help other entrepreneurs, so that as entrepreneurs, we're all growing, getting new information and content so we can build our businesses faster. I'm here tonight. Your host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, is on the road. He's not with us at the present time.
I was going to say, that seems like that's been happening a lot lately with Mr. Dukes being out.
Yes, he's on the run, so.
Well, I'm not surprised. He's an automotive teacher. He's a very busy man.
Yep, so we may change this clip.
Don't worry, we'll make sure we get the open change if and when we need to.
Okay, you're hearing the voice of our trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. That's the guy that makes everything work. And Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right, sir. How about yourself?
Good. I see you're wide awake and helpful as usual.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And so, Matt, if you got them, let them go so that people know the reason we're here.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know what our show is all about. And for you entrepreneurs, this show is dedicated to you. You're welcome to give us a call at any time to ask me a question. I'm not the expert on it, but I give you my comment. But since it's entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, then it's possible that some of you entrepreneurs are welcome to call the show as well to give us some feedback, to ask some questions and all that sort of stuff. The number sitting right in front of you, 727-441-3000, and you're welcome to call. Now, we're in a time when times are changing in this country as a species of people. Our workforce is changing, and many entrepreneurs are helping to make a change. But for those of you that are considering being an entrepreneur, you're thinking about it. I'm not sure if you know what you might need to go through. And so I am going to give you some things to think about that you probably will go through as an entrepreneur. And so I actually pulled an article off the internet that you can find. I'm going to tell you what it is. But I'm also going to share some of my experiences in what it says. But it's an article. The title of the article is called The 10 Biggest Challenges Every Entrepreneur Faces and How to Conquer Them. Okay, it's an article written by Alejandro Cremades, and you can find it, but I thought it was very interesting for what it is that we're trying to do here on this show, is to share what other entrepreneurs have found out so that we can pass the word. So, anyway, so there are 10 challenges that this person has said. Understand that there could be more based on who's writing the articles, and there may be less, but this one kind of caught my eye, and I just said, this is something that I think I would like to share with others as we become entrepreneurs. And based on where we're going in this country pertaining to our workforce, that it may require more of you to become entrepreneurs, or the opportunity to be one that introduces something that you think is needed, just like I am, but an opportunity to hear what it is that you may have to go through in order to do that. So there are 8 to 10. We may or may not get through all of those during this session, because I may be adding my 2 cents into whatever this person has said. So, but I'd like to have you just think about, if you are an entrepreneur, if you know someone that is or someone that would like to be, I would strongly recommend that you recognize challenges that may be in front of you that you could not see, or maybe you may have seen them, and maybe you've done some of them, maybe you're on your way, but there's more challenges that are coming. And I would say that's for me as well as other entrepreneurs that are out there, because the world is changing as we know. So it's something that we all need to do, is to change along with the change, because whatever it is that we're doing with our business, these are the kinds of things that we want people to know about. So I'm going to have you think about what are some of the things that you think you might go through? And I would suggest that you grab a piece of paper and a pencil, but to think about what it is that you think you might go through. And I'm going to kind of give you some other thoughts based on my thoughts in the article, which you may or may not have considered. But it's important to see, where are you in your process? What stage are you in, and where are you, because there may be more coming. But I think for entrepreneurs, there are always challenges. There's always things that are coming or happening, because life is changing as we know it. And when that changes, we have to change along with it. So that's what I'd like to have you think about. And so, but think about these are what are called the biggest challenges that every entrepreneur faces. Okay, so it's like something that once you make that decision to start a business, all of us or most of us have to go through some of these challenges. And I'm just going to be mentioning some of those challenges. And if you've gone through some challenges that you don't hear, or you just want to chime in with sharing some of your challenges as we go down this list here, you're more than welcome to do that as well. Again, the number sitting right in front of you, it's 727, which you may not be able to see, but 727-441-3000. And you are more than happy to join me and Matt and anyone else, but that is something that I'd like to have you consider. But we're going to take a short break and get prepared, so we'll be right back to tell you more about challenges that most entrepreneurs face so that you can decide where it is that you would like to go. We'll be right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Going gets tough, the tough get going. It's simple as that for all, I'm going to say for all or most entrepreneurs. And because one of the things I would suggest, if possible, get yourself a buddy, get yourself a coach, get yourself someone that can give you feedback and input, because it's not going to be something you're going to do alone. But these are our challenges. What I'm going to do is give you the topic titles, and I'm going to go back and give you a little blurb on each so that you kind of like to know what it is that we're going to talk about. Anyway, so these are the challenges that most entrepreneurs face when they're getting ready to start their business. But this is more or less also some solutions when these challenges come up. Okay, so number one is taking the leap. Number two is the time that it takes for results to show up. We're going to be talking about that. Number three, cash flow concerns. Number four, fundraising for your startup, if that's something that you have. Number five is time management. No, I've skipped one. Number five is due diligence that comes along with being an entrepreneur. Number six is time management. Number seven is delegating. And number eight is balancing perfection and progress. And number nine is keeping ego under control. And number 10 is seeing the company fail after an exit. Okay, watching your company fail. So I'm gonna talk about those, and I'm just gonna start out. I'm going to start with number one. The first thing for most entrepreneurs is making a decision to start. Again, that start is what this author is saying, is taking the leap. Okay. Taking the first leap is the most difficult one. It says the biggest struggle for most would-be entrepreneurs is taking that first step. Okay, because it may involve things like quitting a job, putting up a website that you got to find out how to do, and entering a startup accelerator program, finding a way to get started. A few a few months ago, about a year ago, I attended a university entrepreneurial program for a semester or half a semester, but it was to hear what the students were being taught, just to look at the kinds of students, but making that decision to get started. You got the idea, you got the thought, but stepping away from wherever you are right now may be the biggest challenge. Okay, once you decide to maybe quit that job, then you got to get started. But also, then you have to find a way to start building your company. And this here says building a website. Which is obviously, if you don't know anything about a website, you got to figure out how to get one started. Not necessarily you, but you got to have the resources that could help you now to start doing something to make your company known as you begin to build that. Anyway, so that's just something that to think about. I know when I started, I got started. I set up a company, gave it a name, went through all the legal things, got all that out of the way, and I didn't have to quit my job. I quit my job a long time ago. But I had a job, and I made a decision to walk away, and I don't regret it. However, it was a huge challenge because it involved things I never expected to do, like moving from one location to the other. I had put together a team of staff. We had did several sessions, and I actually moved away from that at the restart. Anyway, so it's things like that. The biggest challenge, one of the challenges that aren't on here, but I just mentioned it. Once you've made that big leap and you've given up the world you know in order to start a business, well, it may involve making another leap based on other circumstances that might pop up into your life. And so in my case, moving from one location to another, getting to know new people, starting your networking all over again, those challenges came along with starting that business, or the business got started, but it came along with expanding the business, expanding the recognition and the track record and all that sort of stuff. Okay, number two, the time it takes for the results to show up. Okay, you got an idea, you think it's worth starting the business, but you may not have thought of how long will it take for the results of that business to show up. It could take months, it could take years. But one of the things that's for sure is that you can't quit. But how long is it going to take is something that you don't know, because it's something that you must go through. Anyways, this article says big overnight success is really the accumulation of steady, consistent, small efforts over time. Because in other words, you're going to start with small things based on your vision of what do you want in your company, what do you want in your corporation, what do you want in your business, and start chomping away at what it is. Obviously, one of the things is finding out what do you do first, second, third, and the best thing that I would recommend is joining entrepreneurial groups, finding other entrepreneurs to talk to that are successful, but to find out, getting the assistance to find out what it is that you may not have thought of that will run up on you anyway. But to take the time to get started and keep working at it in order for the results to show up. And that's going to tell a lot about you, your belief in your business, because quitting is what might pop up in your mind several times. And it should pop up in your mind several times because you started out on a new venture that you believe in. You think it's worth something. You think it's a great service that you can provide to someone or somebody to make an impact. And so those thoughts are going to pop up, but it's important to begin to recognize how long will it take for the results to show up based on your venture. And in many cases, for some, it happens a very, very long time. Some get immediate results. I'm going to say it's fairly easy to get the immediate results because that's the reason you started a business. But it's the second time. It's the second time around that's the most challenge. It's the expansion. It's what do you do now that you did get it off the ground, but what's next? Anyway, so that's what I would. If you think about the time that it takes for the results to show up, how much more are you going to be called on to do that you hadn't thought about? Okay, so I mean, so some of those things may involve things like how much selling you got to do, how many people you got to get in front of, how much documentation you got to write, how much stuff you got to have printed or put out on the internet, how much fundraising in some cases you got to do. But it's how long will all of this take and for the results to show up. In other words, you're going to put something in order to get something out. So that's something I'd like to have you really begin to think about. And that was number two. But number three is where the statement just says this is the most common reasons. Cash flow. A cash flow shortage is one of the most common reasons for new business failures. It's cash flow or cash management. And this, in many cases, is something you didn't think about or didn't think through, or you, it doesn't matter how much you thought through, but it matters how much you think you needed to put into your business in order to look at it forming together. But all of the things that you may not have thought about that begin to interrupt your cash and your cash flow, because you got to put something in order to get something out. And so that's one of the most common reasons. It's not number one in this chart, but I don't know if they put them in order. But one of the things is, what happens when you run out of cash or your cash flow? Anyway, so it's important to think about how are you going to survive, what do you got coming in that either you have that you can depend on versus not having anything to depend on that's coming in, and what do you have saved up that you start chipping away at it and start thinking about, well, how long will that last before you've got to go make some other choices and some other decisions? So cash flow probably should be one of the issues, unless you have a lot of cash stashed up somewhere. But I would think that even if you got a lot, once you start dibbling at it, then you're going to think about how much do you have, how long will it last before you need something to start replacing the cash that you're taking out. That hurts a lot of entrepreneurs. It's normal. It's something that you wanted to do. It's something that you may not have anticipated. But the bottom line is, don't give up. It's your thought, your idea, your service. And so you will learn about cash flow in terms of going through this process. So that's something that I'd like to have you begin to think about. Because I'm talking about, we're going to take a short break in a second, but I'm talking about the biggest challenges that every entrepreneur faces and how to conquer some of those or get around that. Anyway, so we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. It's Gene Hodge here talking about 10 challenges that entrepreneurs have to face in order to put their business together, and we'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Stopping. Don't stop because there's no stopping when it comes to putting together your business or starting your business. I'm talking tonight regarding some of the biggest challenges. I got 10 biggest challenges that every entrepreneur faces as far as getting their business off the ground. And so That's what we're talking about. I've gone through two already, and one is the first one was taking the leap. The second was the amount of time it takes for the results to show up based on what it is that you thought that you were going to do. And the third thing was cash flow, as far as dealing with cash flow issues as they arrive and having you think about that. So that you know what goes into putting together a business. I'll put it that way, because cash flow is definitely going to come up. Okay, number four. I'm going to number four now. Fundraising for your startup. In some cases, some of you have a lot more work to do, because you got to figure out a way to start raising money to grow your business or to get your business off the ground. And this is it's more work than probably you had thought about. And anyway, so it says that most new entrepreneurs are going to realize that it takes more than you thought. Excuse me, in terms of putting together a business. So you have some funds to get started. It's nice to get other funds from other people, or to raise funds for your business, get more people involved with whatever it is that it is. And this says that that's one of the challenges, is raising money. And I didn't raise money when I started my business. However, I did use up my bank account, because I probably should have gone out and raised money. And so now I know how to raise money, and that's the stage I'm in now, raising more money, in a sense. I'll put it that way for myself. But fundraising for your business, you got to be able to get in front of different types of people, a picture business, the product or service that you have, and how you visualize that happening for everyone, how much money you might anticipate making, or the possibility, the markets that you're going into. But raising the funds to do all the things that you must do is where a lot of entrepreneurs fall short. I would strongly suggest getting some guidance on the process of raising funds. Like I said before, get a coach, try to get involved with an entrepreneurial type program, but someone that knows the steps that can keep you from not understanding all of the steps and not getting frustrated when you get to a certain point. And then the last thing is quitting or giving up. So that's something that I'd like to have you think about as well, because that comes along with it comes along with starting your business. But number five is due diligence, because this says that when it really comes to fundraising, then the biggest challenge is due diligence. It's staying with it until you get some funding commitments, and those are the same as for the exits. In other words, getting out of your business. You sell your business, you take the money, and you go run, go start another business. But it's the due diligence that's required for you to make money for your to raise the money for your business. Okay, which means probably taking on partners or people who are just working along with you, but it's going to take some due diligence, which means it's like practice, practice, practice. Really not practice. You got to get in front of people.
Were you expecting a call tonight?
Oh, yes. I'm expecting any call. I invited all callers to call in, and so...
Well, you got one. Larry LaBelle's on the line.
All righty. Hello, Mr. Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine. What I'm doing is... I'm not sure how much of the show that you may have heard... But I'm talking about the biggest challenges that every entrepreneur faces in terms of getting their business off the ground. And it's based on an article that I got, that I found. And the title of the article is The 10 Biggest Challenges Every Entrepreneur Faces. And I just got through completing number four. Anyway, so the first thing, number one was... just taking the first leap for entrepreneurs, that's one of the biggest challenges, making that decision, step out and go try it. But number two is the time that it takes for results to show up, which could be 6 months, 6 years. How much time that the biggest challenge is, are you willing to stay with it long enough for the money to start to show up? But number three was cash flow. Did you have enough cash to get started with, or did you raise enough cash, or think about how much cash you're going to need? But cash flow is one of the biggest challenges that most entrepreneurs face along getting started. And then number four was raising fundraising for your startup. Which is the biggest challenge for most entrepreneurs. And I share with the audience that I used my own funds initially. I didn't go raise money. But that's something that I now know that I probably can do. And so I'm going to join that part of the entrepreneur. But anyway, those are the four challenges that I've covered so far. Did any of those strike a nerve based on your past? I don't know. Are you there, Larry?
I'm there.
Okay. Did you hear what I said?
I thought you were asking the audience, not me. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Say that again. What'd you say?
What was the question again?
The question was, I named off four areas that are the biggest challenges for every entrepreneur, based on an article. So I mentioned the four titles, and then I asked, did any of those ring a bell with you, or did any of those things, those topics are topics that you faced? Okay.
Yeah. Can you repeat those?
Yes, I can repeat them.
I had a thunder and I couldn't hear you. There's thunderstorm.
Oh, okay. The first one was taking the most challenging was taking the leap. But that was number one, and I kind of shared me taking my leap when I got started. Number two was the time that it takes for results to show up.
Yep.
And I shared some. And I also shared about entrepreneurs. working on something. It could take 6 months. It could take 6 years, but not to give up. Number three was cash flow, running out of money or not anticipating how much money it's going to cost to put your business together initially, and cash flow management. And number four was fundraising in order to get your startup going. In other words, going to get other investors, other people now to join your team or something like that in order to help you raise funds that you might need.
Anyway, so those were the first. The most important.
Okay, say that again now.
The second and third are the most important. Cash flow and fundraising.
Okay.
If you don't have money, you're dead.
Can you share any experiences that you went through along the way?
Yeah. I didn't have to worry as most people do, given the type of work I do. I just had some things like computer expenses, internet control, stuff like that, minimal for what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Where other companies, like manufacturing and things like that, they need a lot of cash to be able to start up the business and get it running. And they always say you have to have enough money to manage the first year without any money from any other source. Otherwise, you're good chance you're going to fail.
Okay. Okay, but in your case,
I have minimal needs for startup cash.
All right. Okay. Now, very quickly before we move on to number five. Okay. Number five was due diligence, and I know that you've done some of that. Before we do that, since you just hopped on, very quickly, tell us who you are, what do you do, and what have you kind of recognized in your experience relating to due diligence.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I run a business called Win It Down Fast. I write resumes for people, and I do training and coaching on the entire job search process to help people get a job fast. So that's who I am and what I do. What was your second question?
Can you share anything about due diligence based on how long, how many challenges have you had along the way?
I've had a lot of challenges along the way. At one point, I tried to hire people on staff to write resumes like I do, and it failed miserably because I underestimated the amount of training and so forth they would need mm-hmm. to be able to do what I do. They just couldn't, you know, a short amount of time, 6 months, get the 22 years of experience that I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you think of anything else that you may have experienced that has to do with keeping with it? Any obstacles that may have popped up along the way? Or
biggest obstacle? Time and prioritizing. I had to make some really tough decisions about what things I was going to focus on as my top priorities and let the rest go because they weren't that important.
Okay. I got one that just popped up in my mind. I had forgot about it. But at one point, I had gotten a contract, and the contract was fine. I did training. The difference was I was training for someone, which took away from my time in the business.
Yep.
Okay, so I had money, in a sense, or being paid for my business to do what it is I got chosen to do, but I didn't have any backup.
Yep.
I had to go play catch up once I completed that contract.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was one of those kinds of experiences I didn't anticipate. But I want to share real experiences in order for other entrepreneurs to share real experiences in order to help other entrepreneurs to know what they may be faced with, and to know that it's just part of the journey. That's all.
Yep.
Now you just mentioned number five, which is time management, which a lot of entrepreneurs are challenged with, not recognizing or thinking about how much time they've got to put in order to build their company or get some results.
Yep.
Because it takes a long time, and you got to sustain yourself sometimes during that process. But time management becomes key, especially if you. I'll speak for me. When you get possible customers calling on you, that takes up your time. It takes you away from something that you must do, which means you commit to something. So now you got a problem. In many cases, time management, how you handle your customers or opportunities that you've got to say no to because you're not in a position. You're finishing up one thing and being asked to do another. Anyway, so those are some of the time management concerns or issues that I've run into along the way. And can you think of any that you've run into?
Off the top of my head.
All right. Okay. But anyway, you listen to Larry LaBelle. He is the CEO of Win a Job Fast. He helps job seekers defining jobs. And we're here because we have different experiences to share, which hopefully we help all of you. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsor, and we'll be right back telling you more about challenges all entrepreneurs face along the way.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Money can do all kinds of things to you, and that's the reason we think you're in business or want to go into business. It's because you want to make some money, you want to satisfy some customers, you want to make an impact, and that's what I believe entrepreneurs want to do. I'm on the phone with my trusty colleague, Mr. Larry LaBelle, who's sharing thoughts and comments on 10 biggest challenges that every entrepreneur goes through. And it's based on an article that I read, and I thought that the topics and the titles were worth sharing with you. And you can go find the article, possibly. The title is Biggest Challenges Every Entrepreneur Faces. There are several articles. I chose the one that says the 10 biggest challenges. It's by the author is Alarondo Cremades. Anyway, but that's what we're going through, and I'm on number 7 right now. Number 7 is delegating. Anyway, so it says that most great entrepreneurs and business owners, they still struggle with delegating because as an entrepreneur, you start a small business and you start taking on so many tasks. And what happens is you get stuck not delegating and getting others to handle some of your responsibilities. Okay, so one of the biggest challenges is learning to delegate, learning to offload things like that, because becomes it just comes along. Larry mentioned something about training people. I thought it was the exact same thing. If I get some people, I got to train them. But the bottom line is that knowing how to delegate will allow you to grow your business, because you cannot grow your business without delegating. Any thoughts on that, Larry?
Say that one more time.
Delegating. You can't grow your business without delegating.
Yeah, because there's always too many things to do. You try to do it all yourself, then a lot of really important tasks won't get done.
Mm-hmm.
That could cause your business to go down.
Go down or not grow. And so I've been in both situations. Because they've come in waves. I've had staff, and then I've been alone, and because of circumstances, and knowing that I've got to retrain some others in order to keep going after the opportunities that are popping up. Anyway, so number eight is balancing perfection and progress. How do you balance the perfection that you think that you believe you want in your business, but also how do you make progress? Okay, what do you got to give up in some cases to progress? But it comes along with getting bogged down because you're an entrepreneur. I mean, so the challenge is that how do you make progress? It comes along with part of the delegating as well, but how do you make progress in order to grow your business? Those are some of the challenges that I've faced. I'm not sure about you, Larry, but I'll let you share your own stories. But I've had challenges like that, and because I know what I know, and I really expect others to know what I know, but the reality is they aren't me. And so. It's training them, or in some cases, letting them do their own thing because they have a certain amount. So it's balancing that perfection that causes entrepreneurs when it comes to those challenges. Okay, number nine is keeping your ego under control. Okay, your ego is what you think it should happen, and you should be the chief of everything because you're the owner or you're the one that put the company together. Oftentimes, the ego gets in the way. Anyway, so the challenge is how do you let go of the ego and you get the proper assistance that you need in order to help your company grow and build your company. So that's a challenge because this says that many entrepreneurs are just not aware of, since they start their own thought, their idea, and the ego gets in the way of progress that could be made. So that's something that they say here, and it'll cause the downfall of your company in many cases. Any thoughts on that? Anything to share right quick?
Not right off the top of my head.
Okay, number 10, the last one. Is seeing the company fail after an exit. Okay. Anyway, so that's something that I haven't got involved with necessarily, but seeing your company fail after an exit. My understanding is that along the way you may find venture capitalists that give you money to help grow your business. You may find partnerships that come along the way. You may find at a point where you sell your company. In other words, you've got it to a certain point, so you sell it. Somebody takes it over. But since it was your thought, your idea, somehow something happens and the company falls or fails after that. And so the challenge is you... the challenge is, what do you do now that you've put all that energy into something to get something growing and going and having a way where it's going to pay for itself and pay you, and it fails? We said that's a challenge that a lot of entrepreneurs face as well. So anyways, do you have any thoughts on that, Larry? Those are the 10 biggest challenges that this article says that entrepreneurs face. And if you want to find out more challenges, just go out and type in challenges entrepreneurs face, and you'd be surprised how many challenges that others have shared with you that were their challenges. And that's what it is that we're going to do.
One thing, Gene.
Yeah.
You're aware of the group called 1 Million Cups?
Yes.
That has groups meeting all over the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that goes on, people sharing during the group, either people delivering a presentation about their business and seeing how well they promote it, or just those who are in the audience. That's one of the major things they talk about. All the problems they faced and what they did to, what they found out to help solve it.
Mm-hmm.
A terrific group for helping you, avoid problems like that and get lots of great solutions from, suggested solutions from others.
Okay. It's an organization called Million Cups. I'm familiar with it. I've attended several of their meetings. They're almost in all the major cities. It's just a matter of looking up the title, Million Cups. And they offer assistance, to help entrepreneurs grow. And they are tied into just helping you put your business together.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, so Larry, our time is just about up. And as an entrepreneur, I know you jumped on late, but you got anything going on that you'd like for our audience to know about?
For anybody in business, one of the best things, tools that you can have to help you is LinkedIn social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a course coming up
called Entrepreneurs.
Called Capturing the Power of LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
to help you, make your business more successful. And that will be on the 6th of June from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
On LinkedIn Live. LinkedIn Live is a tool that's been available on LinkedIn for holding training sessions and so forth.
Okay, so they're for entrepreneurs, is that right?
It's for entrepreneurs, it's for job seekers, both.
Okay, all right. But thank you very much for that information. But as a wrap-up, as an entrepreneur, you're going to have challenges, and I'm going to say you'll have steady challenges based on how big you want your business to be. What are you doing to get your business to where it is? And every day may be a challenge, and it should be a challenge based on the goals you've set for yourself. And so I'm going to just suggest, don't take on the challenges and welcome them, because you have to go through them in order to get where you're trying to go. But anyway, I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's Frank Sinatra saying My Way. I use this on the other show. Our next show that's coming up is the Employment Opportunity Hour. But realize that as an entrepreneur, you can do it your way, or most of your way, because it's yours. And you can take on the challenges to learn how to put it together, because you can do it your way. And if not, you get the expertise from others to help you to put it together. That's what entrepreneurship is all about. And that's what being an entrepreneur.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.